Welcome back to In Focus. Freddie Bowman with you. Here in studio, we have Kathy Dawes and Pamela Kempton talking about Timeless Music, a presentation at the Manhattan Art Center. That's a cappella concert. It's a group of 25 women from the area representing Manhattan, Clay Center, Junction City, Wamego, and Westmoreland. And that show, again, will be May 15th at the Manhattan Art Center. It'll begin at 7:30 p.m., a one-hour concert. And again, this is features the four gyms, Kathy, that you're part. By the way, Kathy, I thought you were retired. You're doing all this stuff.
True. In fact, I joined another musical group in the interim, and I'll just put in a real quick plug for Masterworks. They're having a concert tomorrow night, The Peacemaker's Cantata by Carl Jenkins, and that's tomorrow night at 7:30 at the First United Methodist Church. It's a whole different style of singing. Pamela actually also sings in that group. But it's more classical style, and children's choir will be joining us.
Yes, Masterworks has been going for 25 years or something like that. It's been going for a while, and I guess the name of the group gives it away. Masterworks. It's tries to do the classical masterpieces, as it were, and so we're doing this piece by Carl Jenkins, The Peacemakers. Carl Jenkins is a living composer. He's a Welsh composer. And he's well known for a piece called The Armed Man, but also a piece called Adiamus. He's apparently one of the most listened to living composers. So he's pretty good.
So I sing two or three nights a week.
Retirement.
And that's if I don't have any gigs with the quartet.
and Timeless Music, this production, is this, as far as this May 15th date and performing at the Manhattan Arts Center, is this an annual thing that the group has done, or is this the first time at this venue?
This is the first time for us. We've actually sung a lot of concerts in churches and for special events, and we've sung with the Little Apple Chorus on their Christmas show and things like that. And we've done hour-long programs before, mostly mostly at Christmas time and things like that. This will be our first non-Christmas program of this length. So we're branching out and trying to do something special here.
And a shout-out to the Manhattan Arts Center for allowing us to use their very fine facility there at 1520 Points.
Yes, thanks
very
much.
Need to really thank them. And as we mentioned, admission is free, so...
Can't beat
Come and hear us.
Yep, come and support us.
Well, there's all sorts of different things that... Uh-oh. I think we all know what that means. It's time for the In Focus Hot Seat.
She doesn't get up this early anymore, Brady. She may not know what it means.
I think I've heard it, but Pamela has no clue.
Well, the In Focus Hot Seats had various stars and legends of the Manhattan area. Or ask the hard-hitting questions, so I hope you're ready.
Okay, I'll tell you.
If you need like a bottle of water or something, something to take your sweat off.
I haven't bantered with Dave in so long, I don't know if I remember how to do this, but go for it.
All right, question one. Kathy Dawes on the In Focus Hot Seat. Pepsi or Coke?
You know, I really don't care. I will drink either one. I'm one of those weirdos that will drink. I do usually get not the Diet Coke anymore. Coke Zero is usually my drink of choice, though.
All right, so far so good. I thought that'd be a pretty tough question to start out with, pretty hard hitting. But let's see what question number two does for you. Kathy Dawes on the In Focus Hot Seat. Looking back on your career as a broadcaster and how you did it so long, I've been in your role for like 3 or 4 months now, and I'm like, the fact you did it for so many years, well done. But looking back on your career as a broadcaster, if you had the chance to interview anyone, who would it have been?
Oh, my.
And we'll go just like living or dying. Like, it could be King of Egypt or something. Anybody.
Boy, that's a tough one. I did get to talk to Paul Harvey. That was truly one of my best. Boy, I never really thought about it. Huh. I don't know. Charles Manson?
Ooh. I did not expect that.
I did visit a prison one time on a series I did. It'd be interesting.
Well, there you go. Question three on the In Focus Hot Seat. Got Kathy Dawes in the In Focus Hot Seat this morning. What's been your favorite part of retirement?
Sleeping in. Hands down. Hands down, sleeping in.
How late do you sleep in now?
Ooh, do I really have to admit that?
Oh, I mean, you don't have to.
Usually 8 or 8:30, but I've been known to make it to 9:30.
Oh, wow. What was that like the first time you woke up at that hour? And was it just like just a fresh...
Wonderful. In fact, this morning I woke up about 3:30 and I thought, yeah, I'm getting into radio mode, I guess.
Last question on the In Focus Hot Seat. We got Kathy Dawes in studio along with Pamela Kempton. What is something, and I always end, this is a mainstay of the In Focus Hot Seat, always end with this question. What is something people can do right now to make the world a better place?
Oh, sing more.
Perfect. Perfect. We'll pass with flying colors, not a bead of sweat.
Music has gotten me through some tough times and continues to, so. I haven't had tough times lately, though. Things are pretty nice.
All righty. Well, anything else?
Just come and hear us on Tuesday the 15th. We think it'll be a good concert, so we look forward to seeing everyone there.
I was excited to see whether she liked Pepsi or Coke. I thought you...
Actually, I don't drink either.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, well, that answers that question. Well, Kathy Dawes, Pamela Kempton, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about the concert again, May 15th. 7:30 p.m. at the Manhattan Arts Center. Timeless music. Go give it a look. More In Focus coming up.